This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, indie, hip-hop, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norek, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we have a very special episode in store, one that we will definitely remember years from now as we take stock of the 2020s and pick the best tracks of the decade so far. As you know, hermano Josh, I posit that this is an extraordinary time for Latin music, an era of wonder, reinvention, and infinite variety. Unlike the first decade of the new century, I really didn't enjoy that one that much. I find so much great music to cherish right now in the present moment. Today, we will listen to some of the highlights.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. It's been interesting how much great music we've gotten in the first 3.5 years that have passed in this new decade. Perhaps some of that has to do with the pandemic and artists having more time to be creative. But yeah, there's been some incredible tracks that some of these, I would say the majority of these songs we've played at some point on the Latin Alternative, but maybe our listeners missed that episode, or maybe they'd like to hear it again because these songs are so good. Such is the case with the track I want to open things up with, Cima Funk from Cuba, the king of Cuban funk these days. And this track, Esto es Cuba, song that I love and have played a couple times on the show. And Cima Funk actually joined us for a takeover episode last year. I do like this song, and in some ways, lyrically, it's a little bit of an homage, I guess, to Tupac in California. So take a listen to Esto es Cuba from Cima Funk.
Jugando jabalina, los 100 metros Guantánamo, pa' rico igual. Me eché un sorteo pa' relajar. Te juro fue casualidad. Me recogió una cosa, nos fuimos a pasar de agua. Me directo pa' los hoyos, recargamos el espíritu y soltamos el punta. Por reformé el pendel, el sol partiendo la piedra. Fuimos a paradas y baratas, comer cangrejo, pescado bien bueno. Limpiamos el cuero con agua salada. No podemos dar ninguna, seguí pa' la tuna. Encontrame a la India en el parque, aprieta como va.
En Plaza de Armas, Camagüey, tumbaron 8 y eso no se olvida.
No se me olvida.
Bajé por salsa pa' curarme,
amor en medio y con sabiduría.
Chispeado todos los días.
Ah, hay que buscarse la vida.
Esto es Cuba.
Hola, la gente viene de Río, ¿qué vuelta? Vamos al río.
Vamos arriba.
Andamos puestos.
Vamos arriba.
what's up, my people? What's up, mi gente? Que hola, I'm Sima Funk here, and you are listening to the Latin Alternative. So keep the funk, keep the Afro-Cuban, keep the flow, keep the vibe, keep the in the healthy way. Much love, much groove. Sima Funk in the house.
Quedémonos un rato más, sin conversar con nadie. Cada momento en el que estás, la eternidad. Repitiendo las mismas viejas formas de movimiento. No hay nada por aquí, no hay nada por allá, no hay nada por ninguna parte. Tengo que confiar en mi amor, avanzar sin temor, dar un paso para adelante. No hay nada por aquí, no hay nada por allá, no hay nada por ninguna parte.
Voy dejando atrás lo que no me hace más feliz. Voy dejando atrás lo que no me hace más feliz, feliz.
Quedémonos un rato más sin respirar el aire. Somos estatuas de Cristo. Que no me hace más feliz, feliz.
Voy dejando atrás lo que no me hace más feliz, feliz. Voy dejando atrás lo que no me hace más feliz, feliz.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today we're listening to some of the best songs from the decade so far, 3.5 years so far, of beautiful songs such as this one, Voy Dejando Atrás by Turf from Argentina. This was from 2020, beginning the decade in style. And I understand Turf was big in the 90s, I think. And then they took a long break, hermano, but they reunited and they've been releasing a series of singles and one better than the other. My very favorite is Voy Dejando Atrás. And what can I say about el rock argentino, Argentinian rock and roll? The mystique remains unchanged. Maybe the sounds and styles and textures change, but Argentinian rock has been at the forefront of the Latin alternatives from the 60s, and it continues today, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Ernesto. First off, I do love that song from Turf, Voy Dejando Atrás. For me, it's just a tasty piece of power pop. And now I want, you know, we're going to spotlight a much younger artist who's really made a name for herself in the last year or two, Marilina Bertoldi. I think she got her first Latin Grammy nomination last year, but she won the Premio Gardel, which is sort of the Argentine equivalent of the Grammys, maybe 3 years ago. And I can't get enough of this track, Cosa Mia. It's just got this real new wave bounce. If you're a fan of artists like XTC, any of that post-punk lovely music, she kind of puts a modern spin on it. Let's take a listen. This is Cosa Mia, Marilina Bertoldi.
Que este momento dure para siempre.
This is the Latin Alternative, and we just listened to one of my favorite songs of the past 10 years in Latin music, regardless of genre. That was the awesome, ever so talented Francisca Valenzuela from Chile with Detener el Tiempo from her 2022 album, Vida Tan Bonita. Now, hermano, there was this interesting situation where I was hired by a big client to conduct an interview with Francisca Valenzuela. And it had to be a track-by-track interview. So we're going to listen to the new album, Vida Tan Bonita, and talk about it for a good hour, track-by-track. And I went with, you know, to this experience with no expectations whatsoever. And I was absolutely dazzled by one of the my favorite Latin music albums of the past couple of decades. I think Vida Tan Bonita is just gorgeous from beginning to end. And it has, it's vaguely conceptual, and it has all these different styles and colors. And it sounds so great. Detener el Tiempo was my favorite song from that. And it was such a privilege to talk to Francisca, and she analyzed every song in so much detail, and that resulted in a great story, and of course in understanding the album so much better. Now, going back to Argentina, I knew, you know, when we posed ourselves this challenge of picking the best songs of the decade so far, it's only 3.5 years. I was hoping, actually, I suspected you would pick this track, which is also a favorite of mine, which is why I didn't pick it myself.
Yeah, Ernesto, you know me too well. And of course, this is a song you introduced me to, and then I just kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
Such is the case. Trueno, currently one of the biggest hip hop artists out of South America, in Buenos Aires, to be specific. And of course, you know, being myself in a hip hop group with a throwback sound, of course I'm going to love a song like Dance Creep from Trueno. The bass line just had me hooked the opening second that I heard this song. But what I also really love is just how at the end of the song, Trueno, who's only like, I think, 21 or 22 years old, he pays homage to, you know, the godfathers of Argentine hip hop, Illya Kuryaki and the Valderramas, by sampling about 5 seconds probably of their song Culo. And so it's kind of a nice little homage to the godfathers of Argentine hip hop. Let's take a listen to Trueno, Dance Creep.
En la calle me conocen como el hip hop, the hip, the real dance creep. La cara de los jóvenes del país es el turro más pegado. What the fuck is this? Si tu número es contado, Nieri, four. Ya tú sabes, sonando los bares. What you think about it? Ya la avisen a los sellos para que se preparen. Porque la calle pide salsa, comparsa. Un poco bien, un poco mal en la balanza. Millonarios quieren comprar mi esperanza. Ni con 50 millones les alcanza. ATR, Bido, Gangsta. La promesa como Leo Messi en Barça. El único que escuchaba rap desde la panza. Bye. En la calle me conocen como el hip hop, the hip, the real dance creep. La cara de los hombres en el país es el duro más pecado. What the fuck is this? Si tu número ha contado, Neri, four.
Mami, el vocero soy yo.
Quieren lana, te reúno, techo y cama y unos besos de la mama. En la cima no hace frío, no drama. Son los sellos que me llaman y que dejo pa' mañana, ok.
Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em up.
Vengo de la puna, traje el pan pa' mi pana, ok.
Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em up.
Pobre competencia, trueno gana sin ganar. Yo, viajo por América, la Panamericana.
Shake em up, shake em up, baby.
Mami, el vocero soy yo.
Yes,
el mundo entero me oyó.
Ya saben quién.
Fo, en el carro soy yo. ¿Quién más rapero que yo?
En la calle me conocen como el hip, the real dance creep. La cara de los jóvenes del país es el turro más pegado. What the fuck is this? Si tu número es contado, en la calle me conocen como el hip, the real dance creep.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Five,
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Latin Alternative. Today we're looking at the past of Latin music and also the recent past, the best songs from the last 3.5 years, the best of the decade so far. And you know, Hermano Chile has a very deep connection with folklore from the days of legendary groups like Quilapayún and Indilimani. And something that I love is when the mystique of those sons of the past resurrect in later decades with a brand new sheen and a new sensibility by younger people who obviously their childhoods were marked by those sounds. We just listened to El Demonio del Mediodía, and I think for me this is the very best example of a neo-folk revival, a school of thought that is happening in Chile right now with many, many artists who are mixing subtle echoes of electronica and a little bit of rock and roll on occasion, but they're keeping that Chilean folk vibe alive. This is a collaboration with Diego Lorenzini and the awesome Niña Tormenta, also from Chile, El Demonio del Mediodía, released as a single in 2021. Now, I suspected that we were going to listen to, speaking of the best of the best, we were going to listen to Girl Ultra from Mexico. She's amazing. But hermano, did you have to pick my favorite song of hers? I mean, this is very, very interesting that you picked. If I had to pick one solitary Girl Ultra song, I would pick this one.
Yeah, this is hands down my favorite Girl Ultra song. I can't remember if you picked it way back when we first started playing it or I did, but it just has this moody vibe that I love. And then there's this whole, you know, towards the end of the song, you know, I wasn't even thinking of it at the time, but my assistant was nearby when I was listening to the song in the office maybe a year ago, and he kept hearing me do the kind of zzzzz, like this vocal that Girl Ultra does at the end. And my friend was like, oh man, like, That's so J-Lo. And I didn't realize it at the time. But yeah, I do think that perhaps Girl Ultra was playing homage to J-Lo. But for me, Girl Ultra is 100 times cooler than J-Lo. And yeah, I think we both love this song. So we'd be remiss not to feature Girl Ultra from Mexico. And her track Bombay came out last year on the album El Sur.
Como Chardonnay, no me di cuenta que de pronto ya está pasada.
Caramelos de la boca. cierra la pámpara, nada te puede parar. Cierra la pámpara, nada te puede parar. Y ya, el estilo, el estilo, el stylist, el estilo de la tijera. Y ya, cógela y córtala. Y ya, cógela y córtala. Y ya, cógela y córtala.
This is a Latin Alternative. Today we're listening to the best of the decades so far in Latin music. And we just listened to Saoko, the opening track of the 2022 masterpiece by Rosalía Motomami. I remember, hermano, exactly the moment where I was and how I felt when I listened to Motomami for the first time. And I actually listened to the whole thing. I was planning on listening to the first few songs, but then Saoko led to the bachata with The Weeknd and so forth. And I just continued listening to the end. And some people, some detractors of Rosalía, have told me, you know, will we be remembering this music in a few years? Well, yes, we will. I think Motomami is certainly going to be remembered and cherished many, many decades from now. This is a masterpiece of Iberoamerican music. And the opening track, Saoko, with that little interlude with a bridge of the jazzy piano and everything and the collage aesthetic, I think it sums up the album extremely well.
And now we're going to go head down to Brazil for an artist that I think Ernesto and I were both late to the game on. You know, Ernesto, about 2 years ago, you started playing a track from this group, Glue Trip. I think that name says it all. Glue Trip, definitely kind of psychedelic. Mm-hmm. You started playing a song called Fancy probably about 2 years ago. And then we realized it was like, it had actually come out 3 or 4 years earlier. And as obsessed as I am with Glue Trip's song Fancy, I realized we can't put in a track from 2017 and call it one of the best songs of this decade. Would I call it one of the best songs that you and I discovered in this decade? Absolutely. So I didn't have too much trouble though finding another Glue Trip song I loved that came out just last year, in the case of the song Marcos Valle. It's a great track, and I think it demonstrates Glue Trip, mixture of kind of psychedelic and maybe a little bit of Brazilian bossa nova and trip hop, and it's just all over the place. It's great for like late night listening. So let's take a listen to Glue Trip and the track Marcos Valle.
Thank you. as lembranças do verão da lata.
I feel. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
No sé si es el alcohol lo que me tiene confesando esto que estoy sintiendo desde hace rato. Sé que el amor no estaba en el contrato, pero te pasa igual, yo te lo noto también. Que no me iba a coger de ningún culito. Y aquí me tiene hablándote bonito. Mis amigas me dicen que eres medio perrito. Lo de bandido fresco yo te lo quito. Dije que solo sexo una vez no repito. Y ya quedarme en tu cama es mi plan favorito. No estoy enamorada, pero falta poquito. Yo sé que me falta poquito. Me tiene diciéndole amor, tratándolo tierno. No me gustaba dormir con nadie, ahora si no es con él a mi lado no me duermo. Yo que solo quería una noche para quitarme las ganas que le tengo. Aquí siempre estoy para lo que necesite, cuidándolo cuando está enfermo. No sé qué me ha pasado, el enculo me ha ganado. Por ti no tengo ganado, a todos los he alejado, sí. En mí todos los he dejado, sí. No quiero saber de ninguno más. Me siento
This is the Latin Alternative. I'm already getting a little melancholy because we're reaching the end of this episode devoted to the best music of the decade so far in Latin. And we could go on and on. I think I have at least 3 more hours of great music from the 2020s. But we just listened to one of my favorite tracks. This was Cairo, the mega hit by Karol G from Colombia, together with producer Ovi on the drums. This is a song that I fell in love with the moment I listened to it, and I started listening to it obsessively because of the textures and the sonic architecture of it and everything that happens, the lyrics, everything, the way it's like a little movie. And in effect, Karol G and Ovi on the drums traveled to Egypt and to Cairo, and they made this incredible music video. I think it's really sweet and evocative in the pyramids. And it ends with both of them at the very end when there's just silence and they're standing in front of the pyramids. And they're gazing at the pyramids, but also at their amazing, incredible success. I get so obsessed with this track, Armando, especially the EDM break at the end that absolutely kills me. I think it's this beautiful, just gorgeous break. I get so obsessed with it that I didn't stop. It took me months, but I finally got to interview Ovi on the drums. I just wanted to talk to him, not about his career in general, but about the little specific touches of oral candy that Cairo has. And the only time I could get it was 5 in the morning, Los Angeles time. So I stayed up and I was half asleep. But I talked to Ovi on the drums for a good 40 minutes, and he was very puzzled because I was asking all these specific questions about the song. And he answered them, and that resulted in a piece that I did for Rolling Stone and Ovi on the drums and his oral magic.
And now we're going to spotlight another artist from Mexico, one that we've played quite a bit, a couple different singles in the last year or two. Group that I think is on the rise, and I'm actually very excited to see at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Hopefully, I'm talking about the Tijuana-based band Ramona, who, as the title of this song, Sexy 70s, imply, have a bit of a retro feel and kind of a little bit of a sexy sound to this track. But Ramona, I think they're one of the brightest lights in Mexican indie and alternative right now. I've probably liked almost every single they've put out. I'm excited for what the future holds for them. Let's take a listen to Ramona, Sexy 70s.
Oh, La serotonina sube hasta la frente. Mi espina dorsal ya parece una serpiente. Cambiando la piel y los dientes. Te alucina verme como un animal de repente. Que la pista se vuelva un simposio. Y seamos solo socios vitalicios del ocio. Por Dios, del estrés que me plantea yo me divorcio. Y no me ofrezcan más que la paz no la negocio. Y cada subida trae un nuevo bajón. Y cada vida un cajón. Y el que pierda la sorpresa perdió. Hoy traigo la herida que algún día se abrió. Para decir mañana que esta noche curó. La vi bailando hermosa. Llenaba el vaso, sobra misteriosa. No pude seguirle los pasos. Pero nos miramos y dijimos pasemos otra cosa. Estoy aprendiendo de mí. Me estoy defendiendo de mí. Ya no me creo más. Somos amor fugaz. Estoy cambiando la piel. Sobreviviendo. De la ceniza de ayer. Voy renaciendo. Estoy cambiando la piel. Sobreviviendo. De la ceniza de ayer. Voy renaciendo.
No somos lo que un dice. No existe quien me conozca más que mi pena. Esta vez dejé que el corazón maneje la razón. Y perdí la cautela. Sin olvidar ese que después no funciona. Yo me salgo de esto para volver a lo que fui. Mucho que pagar, mi alma no da. Después que todo pase, no me pidas que me quede pa' volver a pagarme. Como se te nota cuando usa tu disfraz. Yo sigo buscando la salida de esta fase. Estoy curándome, que lo malo que me toca ya se papa. Aprendí de cada una de mis fallas. Dámelo porque me olvido lo que pasa. Y termino buscando el camino a casa.
Estoy aprendiendo de mí. Me estoy defendiendo de mí. Ya no me creo más. Somos amor fugaz.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite music of the decade so far. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of this show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Now, Ernesto, I know you said I basically threw a curveball at you by including a Nicki Nicole track in the show. I don't always love her music. I don't always love Urbano music, but when I hear an excellent bass line, my ears, of course, get drawn in. And when she collaborates with Woz, an artist I love, who kind of does sort of a rap rock thing, more modern twist on like what Molotov was doing like 20-something years ago, of course I loved this song. This is Cambiando la Piel, which we just heard, came out in 2021. And I just think Woz and Nicki Nicole, two of the brightest lights in Argentine urban music right now. And Ernesto, I have a feeling we're going to be alienating some listeners and also enlightening some listeners who are going to fall in love. Probably a divisive track and I think a great way to go out with the show. Tell us what you pick for this wrapping up our best of the decade so far episode.
Well, hermano, I thought that if we're talking about Latin music in the 2020s, we had to include one of the many infamous music sessions by Argentine producer Bizarrap. You know, he releases a session maybe once every month or every 2 months, and they become increasingly high profile. Yesterday, the Rao Alejandro session dropped. And this, of course, has hundreds of millions of views. The moment they are released, they're insanely popular. I picked one of my favorite Bizarrap sessions. It's from 2021, session number 39, because every Bizarrap session, of course, has a different guest vocalist. It's like collecting, you know, cards for an album that eventually you're going to complete. And this is with Mexican-American rapper Snow Da Product. And isn't it just dizzying, this combination between Biza and the amazing flow of Snow?
Yeah, Ernesto, this is a track that, like, you know, I've listened to a couple times now, and it just kind of boggles the mind, Snow's pace, yeah. You know, in terms of how fast she can rap and control her vocal flow. I'm not a huge fan of her work, but I give her a lot of respect.
Well, she's definitely my one of my favorite rappers, regardless of language. So here she is, Snow the Product with Bizarrap, the best of the decade. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, buenas noches. Yo me llamo Snow por si no me conocen. Yo ya tengo tiempo que le meto, pero con todo respeto, ya llegó la hora que llegue con un golpe. Tengo whatever cuando quiero lo que se antoje. Quiero dinero pa' que los haters se enojen. Soy de San José como los tigres del norte. Traigo tanta feria que la bolsa se me rompe. I bet I could pull a little rapper out of cloud nine. Make a diss record with a free translation. You see me, bet your knees be shaking. That's why I'm on the throne and the seat's amazing. Tengo mucho flow, dicen Snow, that's crazy. Yo les digo claro, pero tengo un baby. Así que en inglés o español es lo mismo en los dos, hasta enseña. Fuck you, pay me. Cause ya llegó la mexicana, la mera mera, la nena. Que todos pensaban nada was ever gonna happen. And they wanted a bitch to fall off, but ta-da. Pop back up, eso no se acaba. Tengo con cholos en un pinche empada. Beat your ass, make your bitch a piñata. Should've known better, I'm a michoacana. La reina es el reino, Beatriz Adriana. Yo represento la comunidad que está cansada de raperos que no saben rapear. Que solamente con sus joyas es que saben brillar. Que no tienen estrella propia, solo saben copiar. Son bola de mamones con su dinero de papá. Que con su bla bla bla, siempre cayendo mal. Y raperas que me conocen me están tirando sal. Pero Visa dijo que le meta, so I'm killing them all. And I got good and plenty, and no bitches couldn't get me. I'm acting a fool if any bitches wanna catch this fade. Súbele a mí que yo soy la dura. Que te dio solo dos rutas, tírame o si quieres hazte wey. Díganme si así ojo más lumbre. Que por costumbre mato yo el track. No acepto no two face hoes that been choosing. Pour me some juice, I bring the hook back like hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, go.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications. Uh-huh.